Gimel Nissen. The Ezra Zachdaf from the Monim, the Zachdaf Nasi. And yesterday was Beis Nissen. Yesterday was the yard site of the Rebbe Rashab and the beginning of the Nesiyas of the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Rebbe, Kedarke Bakoidish, very characteristically, saw this day exclusively as the Ascholos and Nesiyas of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe's Hiskashlus, as we know, is ain't safe. The Rebbe's Hiskashlus has no limit. And the way the Rebbe was attached to the Friedrich Rebbe is extraordinary. It's extraordinary. It's his kashrus. It's his kashrus. You know what his kashrus? I'll tell you what his kashrus is. His kashrus is an appreciation of the following radical statement made by a chosid of the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Isaac Homler. It's quoted in the Sikha, so it's a word from the Rebbe Eichet. Rabbi Isaac Homler said once that he has a raya that Shlema HaMelech was a misnagid or nishka chosid. I'm sure he didn't say misnagid, nishka chosid. What's the raya that Shlema HaMelech is nishka chosid? Because when he wanted to give a moshel for the ahava that a yid is supposed to have to the Eibish, that he gave the moshel of Allah from a husband to a wife and a wife to a husband. Had he been a chosid, he would have given the moshel of the ahava from a rebbe to a chosid and a chosid to a rebbe. It's in Kutta Deburim. Now, what do you think? Huh? He was crazy, huh? You know why he was a Meshuganer? Because we don't understand Taka what this kashrus means. We truly don't appreciate the bond. In other words, as much as we're Lubavitcher Chassidim and we're certainly Mukusharim to the Rebbe, and at the very least we try to do what he tells us, we try. The depth of the bond that exists in the Chassid of the Rebbe is saying the bond in the Chassid of the Rebbe is deeper than a bond between a husband and a wife. And a bond between a husband and a wife, forgive me for speaking old fashionedese, which is not a minig America. If they're only normal people, it's an incredibly deep bond. It's a very deep, it's a neshama bond. Forget, if you're learning chassidus, it's deeper than a neshama bond. And a chassid rebbe bond is even deeper. So you have to be very deep. When you're very, very in touch with your neshama, which means that your guf is very, very, very pure, and there's room for the neshama to shine through, the connection between the neshama of the chassid and the neshama of the rebbe emerges. And I don't know, this is radical oisius of Lubavitcher's of Dei Rashvi, but the display of his kashas that the Rebbe showed, I don't think has a precedent in history. The way the Rebbe was Mekushet from Friedrich and Rebbe, the Rebbe is Mekushet from Friedrich and Rebbe, is completely beyond fathoming. It's really unbelievable. And one of the many symptoms, one of the many, many, many symptoms of this, is this, that by the Rebbe Beis Nissen, it's true, the Rebbe Rasha passed away, and as the Rebbe would always call him, the Rebbe Nishmasa Yedin. And there was a diuk here, you should know. The Rebbe always referred to the Rebbe Rashab as the Rebbe Nishmasa Yedin. And there's a diuk here. You know what the diuk is? The diuk is that when the Rebbe Rashab passed away, a chosid by a fabrengin said to the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Nishmasa Yedin. A chosid said to the Friedrich Rebbe about his father, the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Nishmasa Yedin, the Rebbe in Gan Eden. So the Rebbe Rayatz responded, was fashikhtu dem tatni Sibir. And then I use another special Salafki maybe. Why are you sending my father off to Siberia to slave labor? Ich zog nit nishmosei Eden, ich zog nishmosei B. I don't say his neshama is in Gan Eden, I say his neshama is in me. The Friedrich Rebbe said this about his father, the Rebbe Rashab. When the Friedrich Rebbe passed away, the same story repeated itself. Genoi. A chosid said to the Rebbe by Fabrengen, the Rebbe nishmosei Eden, and the Rebbe got very excited. And he said that when the Rebbe Rasha passed away, a chosid said to the Friedrich Rebbe about his father, the Rebbe Nishmasa Yedin. And the previous Rebbe responded, was for Shiksidim Tatn in Sibir in Salafki. I think he said Salafki. Ich zog nicht Nishmasa Yedin, ich zog Nishmasa Yedin. And the Rebbe said, Und ich zog Echet nicht Nishmasa Yedin, ich zog Nishmasa Yedin. I don't say Nishmasa Yedin, I also say Nishmasa Yedin. And by the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe said every single time, Nishmasa Eden. Why do you think that is? This is all Hergish of Ksidim, but the reason I think is, I'm just going to go with that. Because the Rebbe has only one Rebbe. And that's the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe Rashab is in Gan Eden, as far as the Rebbe is concerned. The Friedrich Rebbe is Nishmasa Eden. And that's it. This is where it ends. So Beis Nissen is a big day in Lubavitch. Especially if you know the story of Beis Nissen, the way that Rebbe Nishmasa Yedin was nostalgic. But the Rebbe, the way the Rebbe related the Beis Nissen was the Beis Nissen was the day that's Chol Shabbos of the Rebbe. It's been pointed out that Rebbe avoided Tzavrenging on Beis Nissen. He avoided it. Somebody told me, someone who knows, and I don't know if it's true, but this is what he told me. The first time that Rebbe Tzavrenging Beis Nissen was Tovshin Memches, 38 years after he became Rebbe, when the Rebbetzin passed away, and he spoke to the Sikh attack of Yechiel Melech. The Rebbe avoided the day, Beis Nissen. I remember Rebbe David Raskin Tzavrenging with us once, and he told us that in Tovshin Yud, you have to understand, in the time of the Friedrich Rebbe, Beis Nissen was the equivalent of Yud Shvat. It was a big day.
Is the Rebbe the only one that waited the year to kind of take on the Nissen?
They were different. The Rebbe Rashab waited 10 years. 11 years. It was a difficult situation. Lubavitch went through a very difficult period at that point. So there were different types by different Abayim, but it's a Machzedek. Some places it's Mashma 6 months, some places it's Mashma 2.5 years.
The
next day. It was a Ben Yochid. The next day, he was a Ben Yochid. The Rebbe Rashab passed away Matzah Shabbos. The following Shabbos, the Rebbe said a Maimed. The Friedrich said a Maimed. He said it privately, and he allowed people to walk in as he was saying the Maimed. That's how he was covered in the Nesiyas. But okay, so the Rebbe, by the Rebbe, business is only one thing. It says, Chol Shemesiyas of the Rebbe the Shved, as the Rebbe calls him always. The Friedrich Rebbe, the Sidei Reino. But just to mention a word. I want to say a word, and I've shared this with you many times, but I'm saying this in conjunction with business. We're going to get to the Maimed. I give you my word. Mrs. Katzman knows what my word is worth, and she's right. there's a Maimed from the Alter Rebbe Gadim, which is based on a Tedef and the musician Magid, I think. On the Pasuk B'chol Beisi Nemonu. And the Teichen HaDvarim is that there are certain tzaddikim that know everything. There are certain tzaddikim that know everything. The Eibishter opens for them all the doors, they see everything. But the way the Vart goes is they know and they're not allowed to reveal. They vase on the Tornish Magalza, from the Gansa Sipa begging them, V'ein kan amokim lahayrech, but now the time to give it Arich HaDvarim. But there's an Indian that there are certain tzaddikim, a Rebbe, Nasi Bissot, he knows everything, but he's not allowed to reveal it. Yeah, but there's an exception to that rule. Even these tzaddikim that know everything, there is one thing that they don't know. And what is that? The inyanim which are negeya to their own avoida and to their own nisyanis and to their own golos. Something which is their inyan, something which is their birur. Every tzaddik has a shlichas. Every person has a shlichas. The tzaddik and nasi, the certain has a shlichas. Their struggle, they don't know, because if they know it, then it's not a struggle, right? The classic dogma for this is Yaakov Avinu was mourning Yosef's death, and Yitzchak is living in the same house, and knows that Yosef is alive, and he won't tell Yaakov. And Yitzchak is misabel. Yitzchak is suffering for Yaakov's suffering, knowing that it's not a real suffering. Yosef ate Yosef chai. And not only is he physically alive, he's the same Yosef HaTzadik that he was in Beis Yaakov Avinu. Because if Yitzchok tells Yaakov, Hezachan Yaakov, don't worry, Yosef HaTzadik is alive, so then Yaakov Avinu doesn't have his inyan of Rukzesh or Yosef, whatever the Birurim were, and the Yosef B'Shalva life, he's explaining the Chassidus. Every Nisoyan has a purpose. But it's only a purpose if you go through it. You know, the Bavus Tavart, that the Baruch Mezheb is tied into the mountain of heaven, why did you go to jail? You could have been mavadir the whole Indian by running your hand across your forehead. Havara sayadol ametzach would have been finished. And the tenet is pashut. If the Alter Rebbe doesn't go to jail, you don't have the yifutzam ametzach achutzah. You have to go through it. So when it comes to an Indian, which is negated to that tzaddik, there's an Indian from Havaya Helim, man, Hashem doesn't reveal. Like the Friedrich Rebbe said about the Holocaust, I don't know if people know this, that in the 30s, all the Polish Yidden were asking if they should leave Europe. And they went to the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim said there's not going to be a war. I heard from a reliable source in the name of Rav Zalman Gorari, who was around in Poland, and now it's printed in the Sefer, that the Friedrich Rebbe said what Elisha said. You know the story of Elisha with the Isha Shunamis, where she has this little baby after many years, and then the baby dies. And she comes running to the Navi, and the Gehazi, the Shamish of Elisha, sees her coming, and so they're seeing her coming, and they're talking as she's approaching, And Elisha says, why is she coming? Le Shabbos ve le Chedesh. There's no reason for her to come now. She usually comes for Yom Tov, for Shabbos. And then she comes in, and she falls on the ground, and she grabs the Navi's feet. Elisha's feet. She's so forbidden. And Gehazi wants to pull her away, and Elisha says, no, leave her. And Elisha says to Gehazi, Havaya helemi. I don't know why she's upset. Hashem didn't reveal to me. And then she says to him, did I ask you for a child? You gave me a child, now the child was taken away. That's the story. And then of course Elisha's Mechayim Esim. You know the story, it's in Tanakh, it's Behafteida Pashas Vayera, I think. Okay. But this is how it is. A tzaddik's birur davar durach kim. But another tzaddik's birur, he doesn't have to go through. So the Friedrich Rebbe, so the... No. They didn't know. They were trying to. Okay, I'm getting the Holocaust now. It's not my subject. I have a whole Torah on this. But the Friedrich Rebbe said, I don't know. The Friedrich Rebbe said, I don't know. There's arichas to the sipur. You'll stick around after class if Ariella will let me take up Rabbi Blooming's time. I'll tell you. Anyway, but my point is as follows: a tzaddik knows everything, except if the knowledge is negeya to his avoida, so then the tzaddik cannot know. So there should be a birur. And this we have kama v'kama sipurim that reveal the same idea, that a tzaddik who knows everything, some things they should let him know. So Yitzchok knows what's going on, because the whole union of Yosef a tzaddik is not his galus, but Yankov doesn't, because it's Yankov galus. And then of course the next generation, the same story repeats itself exactly. Bikish Yankov lagalish labon of ketz. Yaakov wants to tell him when the Golos is going to end. Nistalkam and Eshchina. Because Golos Mitzrayim is not Yaakov's Golos, but it is his children's Golos. If Yaakov tells his children the end of the Golos, it's Ois Golos. So Yaakov knows, and so this is the story you should know of the Estalkus of the Rebbe Nishmasayid, of the Rebbe Rashab. That when the Bolsheviks, when the communists came into Rostov, the Rebbe Rashab was winter, it was Tavis. 2 months before, the Rebbe Rashab said, "Ich ken mitzay nitzayin neinim. I cannot live with them." There's actually a vart from Friedrich Rebbe which is published, a printed vart where the Friedrich Rebbe says, "Alle weisen as was hat getroffen beis nissen is given leleite." Everybody knows that what happened beis nissen was not in the time. In other words, the Rebbe Rashab passed away before his time. And if you know the history of the Chabad Rabbeim, you know that the Alter Rebbe passed away before his time, the Mittler Rebbe passed away before his time, the Rebbe Marash passed away before his time. And it could be the Tzemach Tzedek also, you could declare. But the Rabbeim gave up years that things should happen. So the Rebbe Rashab said the Rebbe Rashab was supposed to live longer. It was not in the right time. And the story was that the Rebbe Rashab wanted nothing with the Bolsheviks. But that meant that the Bolshevik Nisayim wasn't his. He had plenty Torahs from the Tzad. Plenty Torahs from the Keser. I love this word. Branovitz, as long as Zutnishtar came to the Rebbe with a sefer that was printed in 1991 in Russia, in the city of Vilna, in the same printing house, the Amona Acham Ram, the famous Vilna printing house that they printed the Tanya 117 years ago, and that they printed the famous Shas in Vilna. And he said to the Rebbe that they printed this sefer in the same printing house, the same font, same ideas, and that they wrote inside the sefer that the sefer is being published in a printing house which Yidden used before the Bolshevik Revolution. So the Rebbe says, why do you have to mention before the Bolshevik Revolution? From the king of Russia, we had few tzaddis. What do you care if it says the communists? This is in other words, you think the Bolsheviks were terrible? They were taka terrible, but you think before was better? Anyway. But the Rebbe Rashab had no shaykh, it is golf, it wasn't his. So that's where you have the myself put it. Where the Rebbe Rashab made a fabrengen, and at in ganz ungefiffen, he acted like as if the Bolsheviks never took over Russia. He was mevatel them, and he was mevayish them, and he was mevazah them. It's a famous story. And I've told it to you many times. Vettel Rifkin tells the story in Ashkafta the Rebbe, that in the middle of the Purim fabrengen was very depressed. Suddenly, the Rebbe Rashab changes completely, and he says to sing, and to say l'chaim, which were crimes for which you could have gotten shot at that time. There was martial law in that city of Rostov. And there was Shturundika Fabrengen, the neighbors called the police, and they came from the, then it was called the Cheka Guard, before the NKVD, before the KGB, it was called the Cheka, it was the Zalba Goyim, the Zalba Rishagim. But they changed names when they were, when they did enough crimes that they changed names, so they're coming now cleaned up, and then they did more crimes, and then they changed names again, and they cleaned up again, and so on. But they came in, and the Rebbe Rashab looked at these two former yeshiva bachrim, who were now anti-dati, apokursim, and so on, and he was mevatel them, and mevazah them. He said, he pushed, made fun of them, he mocked them, and the people at the Fadayin saw them being turning red and white because of the insults. And finally, the famous word, I'll say a maimer and they'll totally disappear. The Rebbe Rashab said the maimer, they should go in Amolek v'charisa yadei eivet, ois. The Friedrich Rebbe was beside himself. He was so afraid. And the Rebbe Rashab was the fullest pashas. They were for sure that the next morning they're going to come and arrest him. Nothing happened. And then 2 weeks later he passed away. So this is already Dereshit Shumas, the way I understand it. The Rebbe Rashab saw what he left for his son. And there's a story about that too. That there was a Maiseh Simchas Teira Tefesh Ayin Aleph. It's a famous story in Lubavitch. They made a terrible mistake. They set up the Fabrengen of the Rebbe Rashab in the very, very spot where his father, the Rebbe Marash Tahare, had taken place after the Istalkus. As soon as the Rebbe saw his seat, he became very bisrachus, and the Fabrengen of Simchas Teira Ayin Aleph is famous. Everybody writes about it. Fola Khan and Yudel Chitrik, all of us, Bashraibin, I think even Jacobs, they all write about that Simchas Teira, it was Guluy. But the Rebbe Rashab was so emotional, they were afraid of his health. So they called in his mother, the Rebbe Sinifke, who was still alive. And she came into the Fabrengen, and she said, Rebbe Rashab stood up. So the whole room stood up. She walked over to her son, the Rebbe, and she said to the Rebbe, Nishma Seyden, Efshevetiri Bereis, maybe you'll take a break. The Rebbe Rashab said, why? It's in Kasteire, and it's in Tzfidim, and in Fabrengen, why would I want to be Masik? So she said to her son, the Rebbe, didn't it good? Dir is nit gut. In Yiddish, dir is nit gut means you don't feel well. But it also means you got a bad card, you have a bad hand, you have a bad life. Your life is terrible. So the Rebbe responds not to what she meant, but to the words. Mir is nit gut. And remember, I don't know the trap. I never heard a tape of this, you understand? But the words. Mir is nit gut. Mir is good. Mir is gor gut. Halavai zol Yosef Yitzchak zayin azay good. He says, I'm not good. I'm good. I'm very good. I wish my son should have what I have. It was Poshet HaNevuah about the generation of the Friedrich Rebbe. So this is the way we understand it, that the Rebbe Rashab was totally, totally mevatel the communists. Why? It wasn't his son, it was his son's. And by the Rebbe Rashab being mevatel the communists, he weakened a little bit the takif that they would have when they get to his son, the Rebbe. But him they couldn't touch. Why? Because the tzaddik shtetecha from these zachem side and dusa zayin in. This is his birut. And I love to share this because it blows my mind. So it's going to have to either blow your mind or bore your mind. Do you know that the Rebbe Rashab came to the Ostav, he built a mikveh, and it was a big chiddush because Lubavitch was a village with a river, so they never had a problem with a mikveh. You tabled in the river. A river doesn't need. There's no shalos for hashbeded. It's mei mayan. It's water from a well. There's no halachas of leakage and bubamices. There's a problem with cold water and other things, but in terms of the halachas of a mikveh, he was living in a big city, so he built a mikveh of rainwater, which is a big chiddush, make shaman. The moment you're talking about rainwater, you have all kinds of problems with ashbeden and the kli and shuvim. It's such a story, mikveh. And the Rebbe Rashab designed a mikveh. Our mikveh is called the mikveh from the Rebbe Rashab, beir agabe beir, and there's a whole v'shteitzach tzatcha keneged. When the Rebbe Rashab moved from Rostov, the government took over the house and they covered the mikvah over. They cemented the mikvah over. 70 years later, Lubavitch bought the house back. And Lubavitch now owns the house in which the Rebbe Rashab lived, in which the Rebbe Rashab passed away, in which the Rebbe Rayatz was makabel the Nesias, and where the Rebbe Rayatz lived for the first 4 years of his Nesias. And they found the mikvah with the water still inside. The boy to make shomim, the rainwater that Rebbe Rashab arranged, that should come from the roof into the basement in a way that fit all of his requirements about not going into a kli and being a shayel shuvim, started before the Bolsheviks took power, and it exists after the Bolsheviks went away. So this, I remember when they found it, it was about 20 years ago, so I spoke here, we were still using the other room in those days, and I said, what do you see here? that here was a tzaddik, that because the Bolsheviks were not his Indian, when they began, he was not gayest them. And when he left, survived them physically. What are the chances in Soviet Russia, the same water, the Zelbevase, the tiles that the Rebbe Rashab paid for to build a mikveh are now being used in a mikveh kshede today in Rostov. The same tiles, the Zelbe tiles, you understand? The same mikveh, which is a double pele. And the Rikin is, really, I think the lesson of Beis Nissen is how the Rebbe reconnected to the Friedrich Rebbe. And this is for a chosid, especially a few days before Yud Aleph Nissen, when everything is hiskashos, this is a very special time to learn this lesson from the Rebbe, what it means hiskashos. Well, we're not the Rebbe, we're nothing, we're mamish nothing. But we have one possibility, to do what he says. To do what he says. And this is where our hiskashos lies. You know, we're not going to say that we have a madrega of hiskashos, where we understand that Shlema HaMelech had a chsorim. You understand? Rabbi Isaac Homler said it about Shlema HaMelech. And what are we going to say? Keep your mouth shut, you'll be smart. You know the story. If you have nothing good to say, keep your mouth closed. Why open your mouth and remove all doubt? Everybody should know that nothing useful is going to come out of your mouth. So it's a lesson, really. It's a lesson in Iskashus. And Iskashus first means Maisa, which we could do. A Maisa came in front to do something the Rebbe asks, to do something and we do it. We have a connection to the Rebbe, and that's really everything. By a Chosid, that's everything. But okay, so we spent time on business. Now we're learning a Maimed. We started this Maimed on Tuesday, we're going to finish this Maimed today. The Maimed is about Parat Duma. And it's already 5 after 11, which is wonderfully exciting, because which means I have 15 minutes, by the way, in case you don't know the rules here. What was Maimed about? The Maimed was about that Parat Duma, you have three Nikudis. You have the red cow itself, you have the burning of the red cow, and the leftover ash of the red cow. And the Rebbe explained, if you hear Tuesday, you remember, the red cow represents Golos. What is the raya that it represents Golos? Because it was made out of the three machnes. Par Aduma was made outside Yerushalayim, outside of the three machnes. And the Rebbe said, what are the three machnes? The three machnes are the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and Eretz Yisrael. You're outside of Eretz Yisrael. What's the first thing? Burning the cow is the bittul. Golos is an inyan of klipa, and burning the cow is the bittul. You're being mavatal the klipa. And the ash, which is left over, is the yerida teirech aliyah. That when you have bittul in zman golos, you not only could have the maila that you have in zman bayis, the ash which is left over represents something which is even higher than you had in the Zman HaBayis. How did the Rebbe illustrate it? All Medrash Chazal based on Psukim, by talking about a horse and a deer. If you were here, Tzvi and the Eifer HaYom. What's the difference between a horse and a deer? And now I'm going to say something which the Rebbe doesn't say in the Maimed, and I mentioned it Tuesday. I want to say it more comprehensively. A horse is fit for a person to ride. A person can ride the horse. A horse has to be broken in, but you can ride on a horse. So the horse is a chariot, it's a merkava. It takes you to places that you cannot go by yourself. But the very fact that you can sit on it means that he's not running so fast that it would throw you from the horse, which shows on the inyan of Medida Lagba. A deer, an Eifer HaYolim, which means a young deer, a person cannot ride on. You can put a harness on him, you can climb on top of him. When he starts running, you're going to fly off because he runs too quickly and too wildly, I suppose. So the Rebbe said, the nimshal is that a horse, the pasuk says, ki tirka v'alsusecha ma'kevesecha Yeshua, that by Matan Teira, the Eibishta rode on a horse, kvayach. The Merkava was a horse. In other words, the Eibishta came down to the Madrega being an Adam. And just like Begashmias, an Adam can ride on a horse, by Matan Teira, Adam, Ha'elyin, rode on a horse. But in Zman HaGolos, it's not a horse, it's a deer. And going out of Golos, when you transform, what you do is Hapach HaSheich L'Neheira, when you transform the Golos, and you bring a Lakus out of the Golos, you reveal a deer that a person can't ride on. If a person can't ride on it, what can ride on it? Now these words don't say in the mind, they're my own words. A non-person, higher than a person. Lo Yodam, as it's called in the Maimar, in Mabasi Legani. And that's the Yirid Tzeirech Aliyah. When you burn up the cow, the ash that's left over is the Keich HaTshuva. And the Rebbe said, Tshuva is higher than Tzav. This is a brief summary of Tuesday's class. Now we're going to learn the beginning and the end. We're going to learn page 187, and then we're going to learn page 191 and 192. Okay, so let's go to the beginning of the Maamar. And we introduce something else. Yeah, it's so funny. The Maamar is about Beis Nissen. And we learned it on Aleph Nissen and Gimel Nissen. This is the Eibishter's sense of humor. If you ever know that. It's about Nasi that Ne Yisocha. Yesterday's Nasi was Yisocha. That Eibish of Meshach Rabbeinu, they should bring him a cow which is red, that's whole. I should aim bomb moon that has no blemish. That never worked. And it goes on four in Yarim with the Paraduma, the Isa, the Medrish, Bamid Barab. It says in Medrish on the Pasuk as follows. Bayim Hasheni, the second day of Beis Nissen, which was yesterday, Hikriv Nisanel ben Tzuah Nisi Yisachar. The Nasi of Yisachar, whose name was Nisanel ben Tzuah, brought the carbon for Chanukah Samizbeah. And the Pasuk says, Hikriv is Kabbani Begayim. It says twice the word Hikriv. Omar Apinchas ben Yor Loma Hesef Hikriv. Why does it say Hikriv twice? Moreover, Choser Yud. The second time it says Hikriv, it's missing a Yud. So Rashi says that the second time it says Hikriv, it's missing a Yud because Mesha forced him. Hakriv. He commanded him to go and bring it because there was a whole politik that after Yehuda, Reuven wanted to go when the Eibishter said the way they travel, not the way they were born, and therefore Hakriv. But the Medrash is a different shot. That by taking the Yud out of Hikriv, it's Hem, it's a Teva al Daladesis. The word has four letters. It's an emes that on the day that Nisan al Bitsua brought his carbon, there was an inyan of four. What inyan of four? The four in Yonim that are connected to Pada Aduma. Now on Tuesday, those four in Yonim corresponded to four Goliaths. Over here, it's a different inyan. The four goes on Yonim of the Pada Aduma. Now go down seven lines into the paragraph where the little aleph is in the text. Rebbe has a shayla which is asked in the Maimorim by the Tzemach Tzedek and the Rebbe Marash. Mahu shayches inyan paraduma l'nesanel nesiyasach. What's the connection? Paraduma was brought on the second day of Nissan. I told this to you on Tuesday. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 10 things happened. 10 things happened. But the paraduma was brought Beis Nissan. And it was prepared, and then a few days later, Yidden had to become Toheh to be Makab the Korban Pesach. That year, which was the year 2449, is the only year that Yidden will Makab Korban Pesach in the Midbar. And of course, that's the Pasha that we call the Pasha of Pesach Sheni, because they were Svayut Anoshim, Asher Tmeim, Lenefesh Odom, and so on, and they were not able to be Matayah themselves, and they had Pesach Sheni. So the second day of Nissan, in the year 2449, Meshe Rabbeinu made the first Paraduma. So the Rebbe's question is, how does Paraduma connect specifically to Yisachar? And to Nisanel ben Tzur. Dagam shasu basapara be'esia yeim shikiv Nisanel. It's taka true that the same day Nisanel brought his carbon. They also did the paraduma. Mikomakim tzarech lahavim awashachiz beineim bitoichna. Okay, they were chronologically linked. But what is their contextual link? What is their muhus link? Their link in meaning. Okay, this is the kash. So we learned on Tuesday, an arichis, that paraduma goes on golos. And the tshuva, and the yisane eivetech acheshia, which comes out of Golos. Now we're going to link this to Nisanel ben Tzuah being makab the korban pesach beis nissen, and you have to turn to page 191 now. Number 11. Umeyata. So you see what I did was I divided the maim into two maimorim. On Tuesday we learned about paraduma and its connection to Golos. Now we're learning how paraduma and its connection to Golos is connected to Nisanel ben Tzuah nesi yisach. Once we understand the connection between Paraduma and Yerid Tzerech Ali and Golos, Yuvin Inyan Ashaychas, the Paraduma, the Nisan of the Tzur. We link Paraduma to this personality and to this Shevet. Nisan of the Tzur is a man, and he was the Nasri of Shevet Yisach. So the Rebbe translates, first of all, Nisan of the Tzur, and then Shevet Yisach. The Rebbe is going to explain how this person and this Shevet have a special connection to this whole idea of Paraduma and Golos. The Hine. Nisan al ben Tzuah, yesh be'kolin yonam anam. Nisan al ben Tzuah has the ideas of Yerida, Tzedech Ali that we described earlier. Sha'arei huikriv es karbonim. He brought a carbon. And inyan ha-carbon is alam al-mat al-mayla. The idea of a carbon is ascent. O'baveidas ha-adam. Hu inyan ha-tfilah v'ha-tshuva. Every carbon is tfilah, and every carbon is tshuva. So if every carbon is tshuva, and he did tshuva by bringing a carbon, on the same day that they brought the parah duma, that's an inyan of tshuva for kolos hagolos. So there's a relationship between the sanal adetsuah's carbon, which is tshuva, and the para aduma's carbon, which is kulei tshuva, because they happen to happen on the same day. Okay, ach, I'm skipping till 8 lines into the paragraph. Okay, ach yesh begam inyan atela. The sanal ben tsuah has tefila, carbon is tefila, which is inyan atshuva, but this is not unique to the sanal ben tsuah. Every nasi brought a carbon. Every nasi's carbon is inyan atfila, inyan atshuva. But the sanal ben tsuah also inyan atela. Shevet Yisachar were the great academics, the great lomdim, and they were involved in seid. They knew seidah iva. They're very involved in the calendar and the solar system and the cycling of the sun and the moon and the constellations and so forth and so on. And they also were expert in seid pnimius ateira. They were deep chachamim. So the Rebbe says Yisachar also has teira. Bringing up from heaven to earth. And of course, this is the same idea like I discussed before, the burning of the Parah Aduma, this is the tshuva, and the ash which is left over from the Parah Aduma, this is the Torah of tshuva, this is the reciprocal, this is what you get back, which is higher than the Madrega of a tzaddik. So now we explained it in this personality. You push it, see it in his name. Nisanel is Asius Nosan El. Nisanel is literally God gave. Nosan El, God gave. Hamshachem umayla. So although he's bringing a korban, and korban is tshuva, in his korban there's also the reward for the tshuva, which is the teira that comes from it. So it's a teira of tshuva. Does anybody know what is the name of the teira of tshuva? What is the name of the teira of tshuva? You heard of it, by the way. You heard of it. It's called chassidus. Chassidus is the Teira of Tshuva. Because Chassidus is the Teira that reveals how God is in the world. It's not coming from heaven, it's in the world, which is the Inyan HaTshuva. And his name was Nisanel, the Eivish they gave Teira, which is the Teira of Tshuva. Ben Tsuar, the Rebbe touches the word Tsuar, meaning to say bittle. And I don't know how exactly. Maybe it's in the Shedish of Tsa'ar. I don't know. Hainu Sham Shachar, the Abittle Shalei, the reason Nisanel ben Tsuar's carbon brings a reciprocation, brings Teira, is because Tsuar means bittle. Kemaimer v'nafshi ka'ofa v'kelti, like we say in davening, that when a person makes his soul like dust, ayyadei zeh psach libi v'teira sech, he has Teira. So let's put it in these words. All 12 Nasiim brought carbonis. But not all 12 Nasiim's carbon came along with the Teira of a carbon. His did, because his Indian was Teira. So there was the carbon itself, which is tshuva, and there's the teira of carbon, which is the schar of this, which is called in the maimon here, Eifer Ayolim. Tzvi. Deimadeidi litzvi. The teira of tshuva. So now, what did the Rebbe do? He linked Nisanel ben Tsuah's name to the Inyan of Parah Aduma, as we explained. But then the Rebbe continues and he says, "Vezel Masha Haya Nasi Libnei Yisachar." He was the prince of Shevet Yisachar. That it says, "By Bnei Yisachar, Bnei Yisachar, Yedei Bina Leitim." Yisachar is Yedei Bina. They have a lot of Bina, and their Bina comes out into Itim, into time, into Itim. Some people are very smart, but up there in the clouds, some people are smart, and the Bina comes out into Itim. They know the different times, and of course, this is a remez to Kehelas. Because you have in Keheles, Lakel Eis, Uzman, everything has a time. In other words, distinction, variation, different. And if you know this, Lakel Eis, Uzman, it's the beginning of a Pedic. In Keheles, I don't know which Pedic it is, Keheles is Sachakal 12 Prokim. You have Yudalad Itim Letoivon, Yudalad Itim Lero. There's 28 Eis. Eis Lichyes, Eis Lomos, Eis Lischeg, Eis Lifkes. He has contrasts. 14 pairs. A good thing and a bad thing, a positive thing and everything. 14 pairs is 28. Chof Ches Itim it's called. And Beklolos is supposed to be a month. It's 4 weeks. It's a Chedesh. There's good times and there's bad times. In other words, it's not only good things happen and good bad things happen. There's Pushet in Zman itself, good times and bad times. Yisachar's Chush extended all the way to the Itim. Some people are involved in goodness, but the way it's above the concept of a good time and a bad time. Yisachar's Yedei Bina was Le'itim. He brought it down into the good time and the bad time. Of course, good time means Zman HaBayis, which is Tzadik. And bad time means Agolos, is Baal Tshuva. There's your connection. You understand? Nisanel Ben Tzuah is connected to Parah Aduma. because he's not stam tshuva, he's the tater, the schar of tshuva, and he's nisi yisachar, because the union of yisachar was they were big chachomim, they were intellectuals. Yisachar didn't work, zvulun work, and supported yisachar, but yisachar had amal tater. A person doesn't work is dead. Now, but then their work was the work of tater, and it was the kind of work that came into Eitim. In order of avus tavar, the Gemara says tater is called chaye yelam. Tater is called eternal life. Tefillah is called chaye shah, temporary life. So of course people say, you see, davening is not so important. Why? It's for the moment. Tehidah is davenitzki. How does Chassidus say chaye shah? Chaye shah means life that you bring into the moment. Not life that raises you above the moment. You bring it into the moment. That's such yehidei bina le'itim. Into the different times, Yisachar brings bina, including the bad times, which is inyan agolus. Says the Rebbe, ketchchav chassidim, yudaot le'teva, yudaot le'umah. Said this. 28 itim in the psukim, 14 are good and 14 are bad. Ubnei Yisachar emshicha bechinas bina gam beitim to the yuma. The word is they brought it into the bad time as well. The yadalad itim l'teva. This is the avedas of tzaddikim, and the yadalad itim l'ra. This is the aveda by the tshuva, which is connected to the inyan of parah aduma. Bnei Yisachar yedi bina l'itim means that they bring bina first of all into the yadalad itim l'teva, which is aveda of a tzaddik. And he says, "Shazahu dafke b'divrei harshus men amuta b'ficha," which means that they only uplift klipas nega, and the adalat itim l'ra l'umaze is aveda satshuva k'mei parash v'chutz l'gimel machanes, like the para duma which is outside the three camps. V'zehu mashem mamshech sham, and this is the hemshech apasuk. So you have like this: "Mevnei yisachar yehidei bina l'itim." Those words alone say that Yisachar's wisdom, it's not only wisdom that's above Ace, but wisdom that actually comes into Ace, including the Yidal Itim of Le'umazeh. But then it adds a few more words. L'da'as ma ya'ase Yisrael. To know what Yisrael should do. And the key word in this phrase is the word ma, as you'll see soon. Says the Rabbi Hini Yomer Razal, says in the Gemara, Eino the Mever Aveire, Eilun Kein Yichens Beiruach Shtus. A person doing Aveire, he has to have Shtus. Shtus means folly, foolishness. But in case you don't speak subtle ease, shtus means stupidity. A person only sins when he has a spirit of stupidity take away his wisdom from him, because the innate, the inherent wisdom of a person makes him strong and good and with good priority. Now he brings another Gemara. For Omru, the Gemara says, Ezeu Sheter. What is the meaning of this shtus that gets a person to do an aveda? Hama'abed masha neisnimle, who loses the ma that was given to him. Now the simple taich, of course, is you give him something and he loses it. A fool, you give him money, he loses it. You give him food, he loses it. You give him clothing, he ruins it. But chsidis says a chsidis taich. V'leidu apirish bazeh, second line from the bottom of 191, shem'abed bechinas ma. You give him ma. Ma is bitl, ma is etzem, ma is the bechin of Meisha Rabbeinu. And every yid has ma inside of himself. When you abuse, when you violate, when you cover over, when you suppress the ma, you become a shaita. And you become a shaita, you could fall into avedas. Ve'inyin b'nei Yisach el ledas ma. The idea of the Yisach is to know ma. So there's two taichin, of course. The first idea of knowing ma is not losing the connection to ma, but there's a deeper taich. What's the deeper taich? That in addition to holding on to the ma, so you do the right thing and be a tzaddik, it's lahamshech bechinas ma gam b'misha ma'abed. L'das ma, to give a yeda of ma she ma'abed sheneis nimla. In other words, even to a person who is fallen so low that he's abused his ma, Yisachar brings the ma to them as well, which is again the same idea of bringing Elakus, not just the tzaddikim and klipas nege, but the balei tshuva and sholosh klipas atmeis legamri, which is the inyan of parah aduma, and now we know it's the inyan of bnei Yisachar yedei bina le'itim. Al derech zayev golus modeh golus purim. The same happened in the time of Purim. That what? That even though they were in golus, there was the burning of the cow, which is the inyan abitul, and the extraction of the ash, which is the inyan of aliyah, yedei tzedech aliyah of the Yisrei na sholosh kibas atmeis legamet de gedusha through the nyan atshuv. And it's all represented by Shevet Yisachar that yedei abina li'itim l'das ma. Says the Rebbe, says the Shayach Yam Ota, just like in times of Purim, there was an event of Yitzerech Aliyah. It's true now as well. K'mayim, Merakath Avdera Dach Shvedish, and the Gemara says, we're still slaves of Achashverosh, just like then there was a Nechi Haster Aster. So now also there's Haster Aster. And then the Rebbe adds one more very gishmake nuance to consolidate all of this. Right? We've talked about the relationship between the tshuva idea of Parah Aduma and the Son of Bentzur. We've talked about the relationship between the tshuva idea and Yisachar, because B'nai Yisachar Yedid Bina Le'idim Adas Ma. And now we're going to connect Ma specifically to Golos. Says the Rebbe, he nebe Esther Ksiva the Megillah says that it says on four lines from the top of page 192, Umo Ra'u Al Kocho Umo Higia Le'im, that the Yidden in Golos went through a hardship. Umo Ra'u Al Kocho Umo Higia Le'im, what was supposed to happen and what happened. So there's a deal, can see this, that Kocho is tuchos and a hey. Ki koi is bechinas kid musenu. Koi with one chav is also a low level, because the word koi means approximately so, as opposed to ze, which means precisely so. And kocha is different to mus, as opposed to tselem, that's only kid musenu. But now you have two chavs. Al ze neme remoro, al kocha. Kocha is underlined. Shehim shicha bechinas ma bechinas kocha. You bring ma into kocha with two chavs. That kocha with two chavs is even lower than koi with one chav. Vacham shachazuik meshekosov umo higi aleihem. That moro al kocha means that there's a hell of Esther of mo and a madreig of kocha with two chavs. And then mo higi aleihem, nevertheless, mo reaches them, even in the haster aster of golos. And of course, the word higi, it says in the good tetera, higi, lashon higi, onri, rib lashon yiddish. The Rebbe, of course, loves this idea, repeats it all the time, that nigiya means not just to reach intellectually or emotionally, but to actually physically touch. And ma, higiya leya, means that in the times of ma being covered over by the helam behester of kocha, the idea of tshuva reveals the ma in the golos itself, and even of higiya leya. So the Rebbe concludes, v'zehu akesh d'nesan el bitzua l'paradum. We now understand the relationship between Tzanazu and Paraduma. First of all, the person, and then the Shevet, and so on and so forth. But he adds another thing, Shesh Boshni and Yonimei, just like Nisan ben Tzua, it's different than the other Nisiyah. That when he brings a Korban, it's not only Tfilah and Tshuva, but it's also Teira, because of his Mahos, the same is true in the Korban, the Paraduma. That it says, Mamari Chassid, that's one of the reasons it's unique, because it's one of the few mitzvahs that includes both a Ratzvei and a Shuv. And the Ratzvei and Tshuva Paraduma parallels the Tfilah and Teira in Nisan ben Tzua. Shesh Bar Gam Beis and Yonim Eilu, the Paraduma also is different than most mitzvahs, that it's not either Ratzi or Shul, but it's both. And of course, Chassidus adds, it's both Ratzi and Shul, and Madreig of Chakik and Madreig of Matei Vilei Matei. Halo of Amshach Chili, Seifas HaPar Allah, the burning of the pot is raising it up. And then Venos Nol of Maim Chaim Al Keli, pouring the water and the ash into the water, into a kli, to sprinkle it onto a person is Amshach. Says the Rebbe, Vehine, Apos, Sokim Dei Yisach, Adi Yedin, Beitim, Bezit Divri Ayom. This pasuk is in Tanakh. And the significance of being in Tanakh means that it happened a long time ago. Because Tafka Oz, how you buy the Teda, a long time ago, Yidin, when the Madreg of learning Teda. That this Zman of learning Teda by the Bnei Yisachar is such, Shafir, Lubadeh, Shom, Meshah, Lishtakar, Kavasai, in the times of Meshah Rabbeinu. There were no Nevoinim, like it says in the Gemara, Nevoinim, Afilu, Bimei, Meshah, Lishtakar. Nevertheless, Bnei Yisachar, Hayyev, and Yedei, Bina, Li'itim. Times of the first Pesach Mikdash, there were people who had this Bina. Kum Tachoy said that Yidden in a later time had a higher Maila. Now that Rebbe says something waiting. Al Dereh Zogam, Huliachar Ezeh, Bizman Gili, Pnimi, Esateda. We are much lower than the generations who came before us. But we were zeichet to the Gili of Pnimi Esateira. And the Rebbe is going to say that because of the Gili of Pnimi Esateira in a certain aspect, we have a mile in the way we understand Teira even over the generations that came before us. The Lefnei Zeh Lo Yonin Zeh Begili before, the Baal Shem Tev Chassidus was not revealed. The Hakach Maseiv Zman HaGos at the very end of the Gos, Niftuch HaMayon Ustayim Rabba. The fountains of the deep were opened. Varu Bezesh Mayim Deftach, the windows of heaven were opened, and Pnimi Esateira and Nishmosa Deir Aiseh, which is not only Kabbalah but also Chassidus. Like it says in Zeh Rebat Shem Zman Zeh, Afilu Rav Yedah Alba Yedah Pnimi Esateira, we live in a time that even children learn Chassidus. In a way of Hafat Samayon Eskutza, that the Mayan reaches the Chutz. Says the Rebbe, just like the Bnei Yisachar Yedah Bina Le'itim were later in history and they had a Yisin. Over the time of Meshach Rabbeinu, the Yidden living today are much later in history and they have a Yisin. Over the generations that came before in the Inovlim B'Dach Hasidus. And you don't normally see the Rebbe say this. The Rebbe so often talks about the inyan of Yeridus HaDeiris and Akshe Dora Betmiya. Here the Rebbe is saying, we have a Maila because we have Chassidus. Now I want you to go back to the last word on the first page of the Maimer 187, where the Rebbe makes this point earlier in the Maimer, that there was a Yisrael in later generations, not only we achieve the same, but we achieve even more than earlier generations. Just like the Bnei Yisachar's Bina exceeded the Nevoin Nebimesh of Le'eshtakach, so our knowledge of Pnimis HaTeira exceeds the idea of Teira that existed in earlier generations. The Hine, page 188 now, goes the Lubavitch Haino, goes the Pnimis HaTeira, goes Lubavitch, going into goes to the goes of Chassidus. Fish in his gals, I did a Chassidus, but even the Yispanus and Mine. Chassidus Chabad, it's not Stam, you have the Shmos of Deir, Eisben, way of Parnoso, Haino, Shatus, Vavon, Avas, Sog, Vesechel, Odom, where you can understand it. And not Stam, understand it. And not Stam, become one with it, as in even Parnoso, but like it says in other places, La Foshalot, you can add to it. So the Rebbe concludes, like the Lim, with Beif and Zeh, when a person learns Teir in this way. Hateir, Mesechadesim, Ha'odom, Alei, Meteir, becomes one with the person who's learning it, like it says in Teras, Chavetech, Meir. It says in time it creates a yichud niflo, yichud amada na yedua na yidei na yedua. In eifim dasal ke yavicho says the Rebbe shemayd al take if askaches vayischabes. Second line to the end of the paragraph. Da yidei between misateira gam begolos. We learn chassidus even in golos. And again, I think that just like the Rebbe says at the very end of the maimer here, he's also saying that there's a yisrein that we have in Teira over earlier generations, even though we're in such a Shvala Masach, because we have the Inyan of Pnimiyas HaTeira, and as a result of this, Balya Malkiya Mayyud of Malah Ha'adad Deyas Hashem La'asid Lomay. And this is the end of the class on this Maimon.